Hey, good morning, everybody. Pastor John here on this Wednesday's 10 at 10. I hope you have had an amazing week. Man, it's been a long time since I've been with y'all. Sarah and I were in Colorado and had a couple days to enjoy beautiful Colorado and spent some time with some dear friends out there that really helped give us a checkup and just encourage us in the Lord, and we spend some time with them. Just an amazing, amazing time to grow and to be encouraged. Just really, really good stuff. You know, I'm so thankful to be a part of a church family, not a church factory, a church family that allows the pastors to keep growing. You're not, you know, the church leadership here, they're not slave drivers. They believe in everybody growing, including the pastors, because it's in your best interest when you allow your pastors to grow and to increase, and you invest in us. And so it's the best pastor appreciation y'all have, you know, given us, in a sense, to give us the freedom to grow and continue to seek the Lord and spend time with him and to get time away. To spend time with him, to get away, and so I know it's a battle for everybody to spend time with the Lord, and he's just been speaking to us, and I want to challenge you in the middle of maybe even a real busy time. Some of you may be really busy, some of you may not be really busy, but make time, create time to be with the Lord. Whether it's 30 minutes here, whatever, just make some time to just be in the Word with an open Bible and an open heart and hear him. Man, one word from God will change your life. It'll change your life. There's so much noise going around us and so much stuff. We got to hear the Lord. So anyway, Sarah and I, we're back in town, and hopefully you've had, you know, I know Tina and Jamie over the last few weeks, they're just incredible. They're just incredible people. They love the Lord. They make disciples. They have a heart for Jesus Christ, and they're really good communicators. And so your vacation from me is just about over, and you're going to have to put up with me coming up here pretty soon. But anyways, love you. Hope you're doing well. I want you to open up in your Bible to Romans chapter 16, Romans chapter 16. And I'd love for you, as you're, you know, whether it's right now or even a little bit later on, maybe just on our Facebook page, not even right here in this 10 at 10, but I would love to hear and see things from Tina's teaching and things from Jamie's teaching, things that really stood out to you, things that God really showed you that were really meaningful to you, that, hey, this really, you know, meant something to me, and I really learned this, or I was reminded of this. I would love, as a church family, for you to take the time to go on our Facebook page and just make a post and say, hey, here's what I learned with Jamie's. Here's what I learned this week. Here's what I learned with Tina. Here's what I learned. I'd love for you to just maybe start some threads and some conversations, you know, about that, because I love hearing what you learn. I love hearing what God's saying to you and what he's doing in your life. I think it'd be important to the rest of the church family. So today I want to talk to you from Romans chapter 16. I'm going to put 10 minutes on the clock. Let me figure out how to do this here. I'm going to put 10 minutes on the clock. Here we go. So Romans chapter 16, let's look in verse. For sake of time, man, this whole thing's good. Let's skip all the way down to verse 17. Romans 16, verse 17. Father, in Jesus' name, let your voice leap off the page. And we thank you for it in Christ's name. Verse 17. Now I urge you, brethren. This is a passionate urge. I urge you, brethren. Note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned. Note them and avoid them. And I believe he's speaking, you know, not being mean and, you know, aggressive or even passive aggressive, but he's saying, hey, draw boundaries. You got to draw boundaries, you know, from them. He said, note them, those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you've learned, and avoid them or draw boundaries. For those who are such do not serve the Lord Jesus Christ or our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by smooth words and flattering speech, deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all. Man, that's a good thing. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. Meaning, simple meaning innocent. I want you to be wise in what is good, but innocent or simple concerning evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet, under your feet. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So, Paul, we've been reading from Romans basically 12 all the way through. And today we're coming to really the end of it. I just want to end with this today. But he's speaking some amazing things here. And he's talking about, you know, you got to take note. You got to be aware of the people that cause division. You know, divisions can be caused accidentally, or there's a person always causing division. You know, anybody can unknowingly and accidentally cause division. We say something not quite that right or whatever. You know, I put my foot in my mouth a lot, and I've got to come back and apologize or say, hey, here's what I meant, or, you know, something like that. And so, and in our day in which we live, misunderstanding prevails, confusion prevails. And so we have to be careful on how to say things, but we got to be careful on how to hear things too, because we're like, what do you mean by that? You know, and we just need to believe the best about people. And if you got a question about what does somebody mean by what they say, just ask them. Don't default to the worst and build this whole narrative in your mind about, oh, I know what they meant. I can't believe, and start connecting a bunch of dots that are not even connected. I've had people do that with me. I make a simple comment trying to say one thing, and people take it to mean I'm saying something totally different. And we've had people leave the church, and they won't even come talk to me about it. They just leave the church thinking this false narrative in their mind. And you know, we've all been treated that way. And so what he's saying is, let's not be hyper offensive in this thing of how we hear things and how we say things, but we need to take note of the ones that constantly cause division and offense, because we need to be able to speak the truth in love. But if it's causing division, you need to step back and say, wait a minute, I need to be wise about this, because the enemy will even take your intention to be true and to be accurate and to even help somebody. But if you see, because it's not just what you say, it's how you say it, and it's when you say it. And the enemy will take stuff and try to take the right thing done the wrong, said the wrong way at the wrong time, and cause division. And your heart may not be divided, but you're dividing. Or it could be the flip side. The way you hear something, you could hear it, you know, in a very divisive way and blame the other person, but it's really the glasses that you're wearing. And so we got to be really careful of this. But the people that are constantly causing division and creating these offenses, we need to take note of them. We need to take note of them, and we need to be mindful not to say, aha, this is who you are, and to label them, but take note of them, because we need to love them. I believe the avoiding them and stepping back and drawing a boundary around this person to say, listen, I can't control your chaos, but I can control my proximity to it, means I needed to step back a little bit. Doesn't mean I don't love you. I do love you, and I want to be in relationship with you. I just want to be in a healthy relationship with you. And I want to make sure that you know, we walk in a healthy relationship that's not full of division, that we need to start focusing on what do we agree about, not what we disagree about. We may disagree about some things, but I think it's wiser to first find out in the relationship, or come back in the relationship, to what do we agree about. And from our place of agreement, we can begin to navigate our disagreements. But if you focus on the disagreements, you'll even forget and lose aspect or focus on what you do agree about. And you'll get further and further apart. And that's not what needs to happen. And he goes on to say that we need to be wise in what is good. Meaning that's the thing we should agree about, the goodness of God. He is good and his mercy endures forever. So we need to be wise in what is good. There's a lot of bad in our world and we need to be simple and innocent to the evil that's in the world. We need to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, Jesus said. But so we need to focus in on taking note of what we agree about, but we also need to take note on the people who can't walk in agreement. The people who can't set aside aspects that they disagree about, they've always got to push that agenda of what they disagree about. And the people who always got to push a disagreeing or very negative agenda, you got to just take note of them. And sometimes I've seen people, when you kind of draw back and say, hey, I love you, but I can't go there, can't be about that, can't do it. But if you want to talk about this, you want to talk about Christ, you want to talk about his kingdom, you want to talk about the goodness of God, I can do that. I can walk in that, but I can't get off into this other stuff because it's a distraction to me. I can't do it. It's a ditch and I can't do it. I'm not going to go in the ditch with you. I love you. I'm going to be up here on the road. When you're ready to get out of the ditch, you let me know and we'll start walking on the road together. So that kind of mentality, I think will really help. And here's the thing that's cool about it, being wise in what is good and innocent or simple in what is evil. Meaning don't try to go figure it all out. Because here's what it says, God's got to figure it out. If we'll be wise in what is good and simple in what is evil and learn how to draw boundaries with people that are motivated by love and not division, boundaries that actually bring harmony back into relationship instead of division, then what God will do, then God, if we walk that way, God will crush. The God of peace will crush Satan under your feet, not under his feet. He'll crush Satan under your feet. So when we walk in God's ways, draw healthy boundaries, don't hate people. Don't cut people off. Just draw boundaries. Take note of those who are negative and angry and pushing this disagreeing agenda and just take note of them, love them, and communicate, hey, I'm going to be right here on the road. When you get out of the ditch, I'm going to be right here and we'll walk together again, but I can't go there. I can't go into distraction. I'm going to stay right here with God and I'm going to walk with God. And as we do that and focus on what is good, be wise in what is good and be simple or innocent in what is evil, that it won't be named among me. I'm not going to be divisive. I'm not going to take offense. I'm not going to give offense. I'm going to walk in this wisdom. Then here's the deal. God, I trust you. I trust you to crush the enemy. The enemy who's trying to crush me, he's been crushed on Calvary. He's already been crushed on Calvary by the blood of Jesus. And now he's going to be crushed under your feet. Not just under God's feet, not just under Pastor John's feet, but as we walk with the Lord, the plans and the strategies that the enemy has to deceive us and to destroy us, if we'll walk in God's way, draw healthy boundaries, motivated by love, be wise in what is good and simple in what is evil, and walk with a heart of love for people, then what will happen? We walk in the grace of God. Then what will happen is God will crush Satan under your feet. And the enemy that's trying to trip you up, you will walk in victory. You will walk in victory. And God's peace will reign in your life. And that's the heartbeat for what, you know, for what I just believe the Lord is wanting to do and wanting to say. And so anyways, I love you. Let me pray for you. And then we'll see you Sunday. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that you give us wisdom and help us be wise in the goodness of you. Be wise in the things that are good, for you are good. And help us, God, be simple and innocent in things that bring that in evil. Let us not be deceived, God. Help us, God, know your heart. Help us focus in on the very things that are important to you. And help us take note of the people that just, it's like they have an axe to grind, and help us love them, but draw healthy boundaries so that we can grow in the relationship with them and not just cast them out. Every spirit that's bringing division, confusion, and offense, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And we pray a spirit of peace over your people. And may the grace of Christ reign in your people's lives in Jesus' name. Love you. Don't forget to go on and tell me what you learned with Tina and with Jamie, and make a post about that. And love you guys, praying for you. We'll see you Sunday.